Welcome back to Show Me What You Got, and launching the show off today, of course, with me is the president of Darwin Buff Club, Sean Pierce. Now, Sean Pierce has been in the role for 2 years, and he's got very big shoes to fill. And he joins me on the program to talk about filling those shoes and what's in store for the club moving forward. And of course, I had a chat with him a few weeks ago while they were in the finals, talking about the position of the juniors and the men's program and where the club is going to be at moving forward. Welcome to the program, Sean. Pierce, how you doing, man?
Doing very well. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you for being on the program with us. It's amazing 2 years it's been for you in your new role as president of the club. How can you describe that experience?
It's been exciting and challenging, and but always rewarding. I was fortunate enough to take over the club just on the end of John Patterson, who'd been there for 10 years, and in his final year, the club made the grand final in the Men's Premier League, and we missed out by a point of taking home the premiership. And the last 2 years, we've made the finals in both our Men's Premier League and Men's Women's Premier League, or sorry, Women's Premier League teams, and won our under-18s Women's Grand Final last year. So we've been a successful couple of years.
Beautiful. And I'm filling up the shoes of John Patterson. Big shoes to fill, huh?
Big shoes to fill after 10 years of direction.
That's absolutely right. And incredible season as it looks. The men and women's teams are definitely in the finals this weekend, under 18 boys and girls and 15 girls, of course. How would you describe this season?
This season's been very good. Right from the get-go, the teams you just mentioned have all been sitting around first, second or third for the entire season. Last week or so, they've come up with a couple of hurdles, but the place around the club, or the vibe around the club, has been very upbeat and very positive. They ended the season in positive frame of mind, and the coaches and support staff, which are all volunteers, have all done a fantastic job to have five of our top five sides in playing finals footy.
And what would you describe the direction of the club is like right now, especially being that you weren't a part of the club and you're a brand new face in the club, so coming in, are you bringing in a brand new fusion or just trying to continue the old tradition?
Look, with all things like this, it's like running a business. You keep that tradition at heart, but you can't go forward without looking forward. You keep the history, in the rear vision mirror and keep an eye on it so you don't lose it in the culture. But you have to keep moving forward and reinventing to actually move forward. And I guess the biggest thing, not just with our club, but with every club in the AFL sphere, is the emergence of women's football and the emergence of outstanding youth and community youth from out in the remote communities, and giving them a pathway to play, in a major football competition in Darwin and progress on to, bigger and better things with, the AFL and in the wider public space, I guess. We've been fortunate this year where we've had Nikki Roberts go to Collingwood in the VFL draft, or the AFL draft for the women, and Malcolm Rosas, or Nally, go from our Premier League men in the draft to Gold Coast Suns. So, it's developing that youthful talent. Wow. and putting them on a stage where they can be selected at a national level.
That's tremendous success you've had in such a short time. And how have you been able to achieve this, considering that you've been faced with a bunch of challenges, and like you said, you're 100% reliant on sponsorship and volunteers. You don't have a home ground and all of that. How have you been able to achieve all of this?
Through dedicated volunteers. Right. We work within our means. As you said, we don't have a club room or a home base, so we don't have an opportunity to generate revenue to pay people. Mm. So anybody that comes to our club comes for one reason, and that's the love of the jumper or the love of the Buffalo's 100-year tradition.
Right.
And, they come to play, or they come to support, or they come to, be involved at a coaching or support mechanism, and that's what drives the club, and that historical family connection is what makes us all want to succeed and not fail.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, you're definitely doing something right to be having results like this. So, fingers crossed this weekend, man, what are we looking up for?
Look, I'm pretty confident that all sides will make it through to the next round.
Right.
I think our under-18 girls are, you know, sitting red-hot favourites to win their fifth premiership in a row.
Wow, number five in a row.
But you know, our men's Premier League team have been around the mark all season, and even on the weekend they, you know, for 2.5 quarters, they were a 5 or 6 goal better side than St Mary's, and a couple of injuries left us with only one man on the interchange, and we ran out of legs. St Mary's were a great side, but to get that sort of a jump on them and, you know, just fall over at the end, we're around the mark in all categories. And our women have been the shining light and a bit of the benchmark for the last, you know, for the majority of the season. And again, I expect good things out of both sides. I'd be very surprised if we don't progress much deeper into the finals.
Absolutely. We'll be keeping an eye out for that and definitely be cheering from the sidelines for every team involved. Of course, it's not too soon to talk about next season, right? What are your plans and goals for next season?
Look, after we win premierships this year, we'll probably celebrate a little bit.
Hey, tell me where the party at, man.
No, look, next year it's more of the same. It's getting the youth, you know, to the exposure of senior level football, and you know, just that continual development on and off the field. We want to be known as a bit of a destination club, but also one that's completely inclusive with all genders, and promote, you know, social and mental well-being amongst our players. So not only is it about being the best footballer you can be, but it's about being the best person you can be, and, you know, having a real social impact as well as on the field as a footballer.
Yeah, amazing words right there, man. And thank you so much, Sean, for coming on. But before I let you go, real quick, any last words of advice or encouragement for the young ones out there that want to take up the sport of football?
Look, it's just get involved and listen to the coaches and the support around you, and just block out any negativity, because it's all positive when you play football.
Absolutely. Sean Pearce right there. Thank you so much. Incredible words from you. Thank you for coming on the program, man.
No worries. Thank you.
Sean Pearce right there, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Darwin Buffs Football Club, leaving their mark on the territory sport. And coming up right after this will be Nikki Bacon, the CEO of Softball NT, who's been a top softball player for over 20 years and coaching the game for over 24, who now leads the sport as a CEO. And right after that, Debbie George, national superstar, playing for the Australian Indigenous national team. We'll be right back.